Here's your coffee, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, hello, Jonathan.
Steve, I've got a problem. I can't get an answer about the size of the benches around the shared gardens.
Okay, let me take a look and I'll call you back.
Wait. I also need you to give me an idea of priorities.
Yeah, what is it?
I have a bit of a dilemma right now. I've got to get the plans for the pipes. I've got to study the local urban development plan. I've got to set up the arbor to protect the site. I don't know what to do.
No problem. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Oh, my. Oh. Manon!
Steve, I hadn't realized that the nursery had to be moved. I've just realized that we don't have enough shade and we're going to have to replant all the rose bushes.
All right. Keep me posted. Oh. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Steve, I absolutely have to give the Regional Council some visibility on the budget today. And I am in no position to do that.
Hello? Lydia? I think I'm gonna need you.
The Agile Garden, Episode 6. Using agility to improve your team's efficiency.
It's good to be out on the field together. Mr. Mayor, Manon, Jonathan.
Let's take some time to think about how we can work better in the next stages of construction.
We can't afford to waste any more time. I've got to redo the whole nursery.
Frankly, I've got 1,000 things to deal with and I'm completely swamped.
In fact, you've wasted a lot of time because you haven't agreed on how it should work. You'll see, the time we'll be taking will be made up for next week in time saved.
I think we can give the method a chance.
My suggestion is to organize a retrospective, a highly structured agile exercise. The aim is to let each team work out how it can best work on its project. It's the principle of continuous improvement. It needs to be done regularly, even if it never seems like the right time.
I think we've already taken too long.
I can see that you have some questions about the process. That's understandable. But let me reassure you that this is a very practical exercise. Oh, we're going onto the patio. Everything's ready. I'll be leading the discussion as I am an outsider, which will allow everyone to express themselves freely. So I'll be asking the questions.
I can do it if you like. After all, I'm the one with the most experience in this type of project.
The fact that you're the manager, the leader, Mr. Mayor, means that it's better that it's not you. It's difficult to be both moderator and participant at the same time. Everyone must also be able to express themselves freely.
We're ready to go.
You will be answering 3 questions. 1, what worked well and what should the team continue to do? 2, what didn't work so well and what could be done to improve it? And finally, 3, what did we miss that we weren't doing and could do tomorrow? Everyone will share their answers. Now is the time to say what needs to be said, and we're going to think together about the solutions that we're going to test over the next few weeks. Shall we get started?
Let's go.
All these answers are very enriching. Now I see the point of this exercise.
We clearly understood that the key to success was to identify users' needs and move forward in a focused way, step by step.
And we saw that by thinking together, we were able to find solutions to some very complex problems.
And in the future, we're going to keep up a good pace, holding short, frequent coordination meetings to share what we're doing, what we're stuck on, our needs and constraints. We'll be able to keep abreast of priorities as we go along so that we know where to focus our attention.
And also to keep abreast of developments as soon as possible so that everyone can take them into account, as with relocating the nursery.
It's easy to see how others can help you resolve a situation.
Our workload also needs to be made clearer.
Absolutely. We can probably help each other with some of the less technical tasks. Jonathan, I can help you with the local town planning scheme.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And seeing as the county council asks me for the budget every month, it's a good idea to plan ahead rather than dealing with it as an emergency every time.
Exactly. And I need to review certain operating methods and note down key points more explicitly.
Like the bench's dimensions.
Exactly. And what we need to do on top of that, well, that's more like a retrospective.
Well, these are excellent ideas to try out right now. We'll see in a few weeks if we make them permanent or if we take them even further.
No, my moccasins are ruined.
Ouch. It wasn't the best day to wear suede.
As you can see, it's too muddy. But I can sort them out for you. I've got a trick.
Besides that, no moccasins on rainy days.
Now that's an idea for continuous improvement.
Yeah.
That's it. We're a real team.
Working better and better together.
When was the last time you asked yourself and your team how you could work better together? What part of your working methods is not going well today and could be improved? Why not organize a retrospective this week?